Hello everyone and welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime and Pokemon podcast. And today we're talking Pokemon card shows, or card shows in general. I'll be speaking more about specifically Pokemon card shows because recently I went to my very first card show and it was Pokemania. Now they're known as Cardmania. I went to my first local one in Barnsley and it was so exciting. I'd never been to one before, and I feel like I learned a lot from the day. I feel like I got some good tips and tricks on what to do next time, and we're going to run through some of those today. Like, what should you do, what shouldn't you do, what are my top tips, and what should you look out for on a Pokemon card show or card show in general. There's so many kind of little nuances or little tips and tricks to kind of make sure that you are prepared, that you don't overpay, that you get the value that you should, because there's a lot of vendors at things like this, and sometimes it can be a minefield navigating them, and I found that out at my very first one, not particularly the hard way, but I didn't really know what to kind of look for or what to aim for. Particularly, you know, I needed an episode like this, like we're doing today, to listen to before going to it, so I know what to do. So from budgeting, trading, spotting the best deals, it's like a survival guide for the Pokemon card show floor today, okay? So we'll dive into everything you need to know. So let's dive in. It's going to be in different segments. So first off, it's pre-show prep. What do we need to do before? And this is the stuff I wish I'd done before. I was so excited the night before that I didn't actually really prep. I had a rough idea of what I wanted to buy or what I was kind of looking out for, that I wish I took some tools with me to really help me keep to that a little bit more. But so far, let's start off with first off, and it's budget, obviously. Shows are full of temptations. You know, it was like Pokemon heaven when I went. It was full of cards. It was full of plushies. It was full of everything you could possibly spend your money on. But that's the issue as well. There's so much to tempt you that you need to set yourself a budget. Now, I set myself a minor budget. I set myself more like a £60 kind of budget to go with, and that was kind of my ideal limit. You know, something around the £60 kind of range was okay. I think after going to the card show and seeing what I did pick up for £60, I did go over my budget. Not overly much, I think by about £10-15. So not bad at all. However, I feel like I could have done it a little bit more strategically. I think if I took a notebook with me, for example, I could write down some of the cards I'd seen, how much they are, and done a lap of the show floor. But we'll get back into that in a little bit. But I think if I'd taken a book with me, I could properly budget and see how, if I buy this card from this trader, how does that affect my budget overall? You know, what if someone over there is doing it for less? That means I have more budget for something else. It's full of temptations from like vintage packs, the slabs, the slabs galore, things like this. And they know what to charge for them. That's the only issue. But deciding on how much you're comfortable to spend before you go is a golden tip for this. You know, I kind of tried to split my budget into two kind of parts. A main fund for like my core things. I specifically went to the Barnsley Card Show, Pokemania, now known as Cardmania. I went with a goal of buying the illustration rares for Black Bolt and White Flare. That was my main goal. I wanted to flesh out some of those illustration binder sleeves. I wanted to go with that. Did I know what the budget was for those? Probably not. I kind of went in a little bit blind, and I went to the whole day kind of blind, if I'm honest. But I tried to split it so that if I spent £40 on illustration cards, I'd have about 10 to 15, £20 left to buy something more impulsive. Maybe it's a Japanese pack, that kind of thing. So it kind of gives you a little bit of leeway either side. If you spend less on one thing, You can spend more on another. So, yeah, I wish I took a notebook though. That's always a good idea. Please take a notebook. We'll get into what to take with you anyway later on. But do your homework as well. Check eBay listings, check TCG Player, check price charting as well. I check those anyway when I'm doing things like a whatnot show, selling some of my personal collection. I check price charting or TCG Player, eBay, Vinted, to kind of see what the market is like for the card. Sometimes it is tempting to go and just buy the first thing and be like, I want that card, I'm going to buy it. But what if it's overcharging? I'm not saying that people will try and scam you with these things because they're not. However, it's best to know what they're actually selling for so you don't overpay. You know, how depressing or gutting is it if you get home and you've paid £10 for a card that you really wanted, you spotted, and you realise it's actually £4 on eBay? You know, you could have got another card and something else, maybe like a fun pack or something as well. So sometimes doing your homework and sitting the night before or the morning of and seeing if I'm going to aim for this card, it should be this price, and anything around that is fine. Anything super higher than that, probably not worth getting if I'm honest. I know it's tempting. I know it's tempting because I was so tempted to pick up so many cards because they're there. They're right in front of you. You can see the quality, you can see the condition, and it's exciting to think I can walk away with that card right now. But if it's way over the cost, don't buy it. Be your own kind of moderator, you know? Don't buy it straight away. Then you need to pack smart. This is what I was kind of talking about, is pack smart. Now, I made the really, really big mistake of taking absolutely nothing but my phone with me. I took nothing, and I mean no book, no binder, no bag, no sleeves. So I went in absolutely empty-handed, apart from my phone. But please do not do what I do. Please take a book first. And we mentioned the book before, but taking a book with you can allow you to, it can allow you to make a note of what you've seen, what stall was it at, what price it was. I struggled to kind of keep track of where I saw what card and who it was with. I missed out on one card and it was the Lampin Illustration Rare. And I couldn't find it at any other store. So I did miss out on actually a card that I did actually aim to go for specifically on that day. And I could not find it again. I'm still distraught to this day. I could not find it again. It had gone. Well, maybe it's gone. The binders, the thing with things like this is there's binders everywhere. So if you see one in one, you've got to kind of remember what page it was on, where it was in the show floor, price, that there's a lot of detail to kind of remember to make sure that if you're not gonna buy straight away, where to come back to and where it was and on what page. Make it easier for yourself. Don't try and remember everything like I tried to do because I did miss out on that one, but I know now for future, you know? But take a binder with you as well. It doesn't have to be a big binder. I personally love the Vault X ones. If you follow me on social media like TikTok, Instagram, you'll see that I post about the Vault X binders all the time. I have one specifically for my ghost binders, both ghost cards, but you can actually get a binder for 10% off at the minute. The Vault X Pokemon binders are all in stock at the minute. Just a little side note here. But you can get 10% off with my code CHIBIWEEBS. That's CHIBIWEEB. So you get 10% off your order on everything you order with my code CHIBIWEEB at VaultX.com. So do check that out. Because a binder allows you to protect and easily carry what you've bought. I made the mistake of thinking that I'd get a carrier bag when I bought something. So I didn't have a bag for anything I bought. So I'm just walking around with cards in my pockets, with cards in my hand. And I'm trying to look through stuff with other cards in my hand. And it was a lot to juggle and it was quite stressful. From that perspective, I wish I took a binder with me. An empty binder would do you wonders. Just something to put the cards in that you've bought. Maybe if you want to trade some cards as well, put them in there. So you can have a page of, okay, so if I see a card, I could potentially negotiate this one to trade it over. I could trade it for a card, or I could trade it for credit. I don't know, whatever. You can trade this stuff. So bring a binder, make it easy for yourself. Do not do what I do, and it gets stressed because it was summer as well, so it's hot. They will give you the card in like a penny sleeve, which is great, or most do. But honestly, the stress of having those just carrying around in my hand was not worth it. I wish I took a binder. Even if I just took my ghost binder and put all the cards in the back, I should have done that, if I'm honest. But hey ho, we live and we learn, and this is what's building this episode for you guys, so you don't make the same mistakes as me. But navigating the show. So we've covered budget, make sure you do your homework, and pack stuff for yourself. Bring a bag, bring top loaders, bring snacks, bring a binder, bring the stuff to make sure that you are prepared for the day. So then you can really focus on what am I buying, what's the best price, and what can I negotiate for. And obviously have fun, obviously. Enjoy the day. But navigating the show. Now, this is something that it was weird. It was weird because everyone's selling the same stuff, essentially. Everyone is selling the same thing. They're all selling plushies or cards or merch, specifically cards all the time. But my best tip is to do a lap of the show before you buy anything. Like, don't buy anything in the first 5 minutes, because I was so tempted. The first table that I went to had a page of illustration rares from Black Bolt and White Flare. And immediately, I was excited. I wanted to see what was on there. I wanted the prices. I wanted to buy them and carry them around. But no, it was better to do a lap before buying anything. Go through all the stalls. You don't have to spend like an hour doing a lap. But get to know them and kind of see and ask questions as well. Like, prices can vary a lot from table to table, and sometimes the same card is sitting cheaper, literally two rows away or two tables away. It's better to check than just purchase straight out. I think when I looked, a lot of the cards I was looking for were about £8 to £10, some were £15, but some tables had the same card for £15, and across the way at the first table I saw, she had a better deal for me. She was able to do them for £8 or £9 instead of the 12 to 15 range. So I went back to her for this exact same card and walked away with the same card, same great condition, but with more budget left. It is so worth just doing a lap, and it's actually great to kind of see the vendors as well and see what's out there. Like, if you've got a long list, it's worth doing that and a longer lap to make sure you can really proper look. I think one thing I wish I had done, I was a little bit nervous at the show. I kind of like introverted a little bit. I wish I'd just gone to every single stall and gone, "Hello, I'm Ryan. Do you have any Black Bolt and White Flare illustration rare cards?" And just let them answer, have a chat with them. And they might have a specific binder page that has them in. Later on in the show, I did kind of get used to that. I did ask some vendors. But I wish I'd done that at the start to really kind of know, okay, those vendors said they didn't have it, so there's no point looking at those unless I'm looking for something else. It's worth getting the lay of the land and seeing where this stuff is that you're wanting to buy. It's worth checking and making friends with them as well. Be friendly. They're there to do business, but you're there as a customer, so it's nice to chat with them. A lot of these people that are at these shows are there because they love Pokemon as well, or cards, whatever card show you're at. They love that hobby as well. So they'll more than happy chat to you for sure. When you are ready to buy, don't be shy and ask to get the card out. I did not know the general kind of rule of thumb of these kind of shows. When I went to actually purchase them first from the first vendor, I didn't really know what the etiquette was. And I could see people taking cards straight out the binders, and I was like, "Oh, okay, what do we do? What's going on? What's happening? What do I do?" And she was kind of like, "You can take them out, you can have a look at them, look at the condition before you're ready to buy. So don't be shy to take them out of the binders. Check sometimes. Sometimes I think it's polite just to check that you can with them." But It is check what you're buying, check to make sure the back's okay, the front's okay, make sure it feels okay. You know, it's worth checking before you buy, because you never know, there might be something there that can let you haggle a little bit more as well. But inspect the cards, lighting, show, like show lighting isn't always amazing. This was like a lot of spotlights where I was. So do check for like whitening, the scratches, the bending. Do check all that stuff before you buy. I didn't bring any cash. I paid for everything by card, which happened to be fine at this show. I think sometimes if you're going to haggle for them to get a discount, I think cash is more enticing to seal the deal rather than card. I think that's something to be aware of. If you're going to haggle for some cards, like for trading, for selling value, things like that, it is definitely worth trying to take some cash with you and using that for those deals you're trying to make. Get them over the line with some cash instead of a card, because there's always a transaction fee on their side with that, so it's not quite as shiny and nice. Trading and networking. Now, this is something that I mentioned earlier on, which was the introvertedness, you know, the shyness that came over me, like, more or less immediately, because it was my element, and I was so excited, but I was so nervous to speak to anyone, because it was quite intimidating. It was a little bit intimidating, it's kind of weird. But card shows are perfect for trades, and don't rush through the tables, you know. Use an app. I used my online tracker halfway through the show to make sure that if I'm buying the cards, I need to make sure that I'm not accidentally buying a duplicate, you know, and the people are happy to kind of go, right, you know, this binder or this tub has this set of cards in it and they're 50p each or whatever. But it's worth double checking the values, making sure that you're not overspending, like we've already said, and making sure that you, if you use an online tracker like I do, to make sure you're not accidentally buying duplicates. That can be really hard, easy to do, because let's face it, we have sets upon sets and collections upon collections. It's impossible to remember every single card. So using an app and just taking the time to make sure you're not going to accidentally buy something you'll regret is worth it. It is so worth it. I kind of scrolled through and picked out the ones that I needed, using my online tracker to make sure that if I'm going to do it, is it going to complete my set? Is it going to further the percentage rate? You know, all that stuff. Make sure that you're happy with what you're purchasing. Take the time. You've got all day at this thing, so don't rush. Do not rush. It's not worth it. And don't feel pressured to rush either. I think that's something you can feel some other people, if you're feeling other people looking at the card, you know, don't be rude, you know, don't just like hide the card away. It's kind of weird, unless you're going to specifically buy that card and commit to that card. But don't rush either. Don't feel like you have to rush and look through the stuff. You know, you're there as much as everyone else. Say hi to people, start conversations. I've already kind of mentioned that, but just be nice. You know, people are there and they love to have a laugh. You know, they're there all day. So have a nice chat with them. Get some business cards as well. It's always nice to kind of share them on social media as well. Share their businesses, show the support. You know, we're all there because we love Pokemon cards. So it's nice to kind of share the love as well. And keep an eye out for side events as well. So some tables where I was at were having little like tournaments and trade areas. So it can be really cool to have a go at these things. I don't know if some might do like the actual trade packs, things like that, the contestant packs. But I think it'd be really cool. I didn't have a go because I was so overwhelmed anyway. But there are areas at these things for trading and competitive play. So do have a go. Have a go and see how you get on. Try some of the new cards out if you've taken a deck with you. Get like a Vault X deck box to take a deck with you, that kind of thing. Again, you can get 10% off with my link. But yeah, take a deck with you if you're into competitive play and have a go and see how you get on. You can make your own prizes and that kind of thing. You know, trade something that you've already got, or, you know, have fun with the day. It's not all about spending at these things as well. It's about making the most of the day. You know, it's taking some photos. It's having a go with the TCG. It's having a go, you know, opening some packs while you're there. That kind of thing. You know, enjoy the day. The world is your oyster at things like this. And you can spend all day, and I mean you can spend all day at these things, so definitely do check it out. And finally, do not stress about it. You know, these cards are, there are some super rare cards, obviously, but if you don't get the one, like I didn't get that Lampent card, unfortunately, but I know there's some on eBay, on Vinted, on TCG Player, on wherever. There are others of it. So it's not the end of the world if you don't get one. I think it can be super easy to get stressed out at things like this because you're looking for that one card, you're looking for a specific thing. But go in open-minded. If you go in and you're too specific about your want, what you're wanting to kind of find, it can be really upsetting. You know, I prayed that there was the Chandelure illustration rare from White Flare, and it wasn't there. It wasn't there, but that's fine. You kind of need to move on because you'll spend all day hunting for that one card, and it's upsetting. It can get upsetting because you're wanting that one thing, but you could miss so many other deals. You could miss so many other things for your collection. And more importantly, look at the plushies. Like, enjoy other things that aren't the things that you come for. There were some great little, like, spin the wheels, little competitions you could join. There's so much to enjoy at things like this. So don't get hung up on one thing. Enjoy the day and just go all in. Like, completely nerd out is what I'm saying, you know? Go check out the plushies, go to the competitive area, take some selfies, completely nerd out as if no one's watching. You know, just absolutely love it. Don't stress about finding a specific card. You know, go in, see what you can get for a good deal. Enjoy Pokemon with a load of other people that also love Pokemon. You know, there's millions of people out there that love Pokemon and they're somewhere in your local area. That sounds like a dating app. Somewhere in your local area, you know, go and check them out. Go and have a laugh with them. Go and see what they've got for sale. You know, enjoy the day. But those are my top tips for, I guess, specifically a Pokemon card show, but any card show in general. You know, budget smart, do your homework, make some connections as well, have a laugh, have some fun. If you've been to a card show before, let me know what your top tips are as well. Put them in the comments in your review. It takes like seconds to do and it's free. Or send me a message on social media. Comment on my latest post what your top tip is on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Chibi Trainer. And if you're going to one soon, good luck. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll get your dream card. Hopefully, fingers crossed. And do remember, if you are looking for a new binder, head over to VaultX.com and shop the Pokemon binder range. For Scarlet and Violet, all of them are in stock. I cannot repeat that enough. All of them are in stock and it is exciting. It's like Christmas. But save 10% with your order by using my code CHIBIWEEB. So CHIBIWEEB. So that's CHIBIWEEB. And enter that in the discounts column and you'll get 10% off at checkout. And that's if you order before or if you're a new customer. So save 10% and protect those cards and take one to your next card show. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Bye bye.